This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4052, for Tuesday, the 13th of February, 2024. Today's show is entitled, How I Got Into Linux Micro Edition. It is the first show by new host GeoSpart, and is about 5 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, a slightly boring story of my introduction into Linux.
How I Got Started in Linux, the Micro Edition. Hi, my name is George Dosher, online known as GeoSpart. And how I got started in Linux, I was working at IBM / Radio Shack. So I had a part-time job at Radio Shack in upstate New York. I was using OS2 Warp at the time. And I was really liking OS2 Warp, supplied free by IBM, I guess. We had done a switchover to using Windows. We had some Windows 3.1.1 and Windows 95 systems coming in. And I was not liking Windows so much. Somebody had given me a copy of Windows to use on a home PC. Not really super impressed. I kept crashing it and doing bad things to it, so... So one night, I'm working at Radio Shack before my third shift at IBM. I was describing how I really was not a fan of Windows. One of the guys working there told me about Red Hat. And he told me you could buy it at Electronics Boutique, which was also in the mall I was working at. So... I went down, I think I paid $50 for Red Hat, 5.1. I still have the disks and book here somewhere. I installed it, and I've been using Linux ever since. Now, on and off, I was doing both. I was ambidextrous. I would have some Windows systems and some Linux systems. Primarily these days, in the last couple of years, at home, I'm 100% Linux. At work, I had to use Windows because, you know, they use Windows. At home, I've been primarily using Linux, I'm going to say, for 12 years. I don't think I've had a Windows system in my house in at least 12 years. I mean, other than a VirtualBox for testing or other things, but I haven't. If I buy a system and it has Windows on it, Windows lasts as long as I can back it up to a USB disk and then toss it into a drawer and then put Linux on. My Linuxes in order, pretty much, have been Red Hat, a distro known as Licorice after Red Hat. I was using that. It was nice. It was simple. Let's see. After Licorice, I used OpenSUSE, and then Ubuntu for a bit until Unity. And then when Unity was introduced into Ubuntu back in the day, I switched to Mint on a friend's recommendation because I was upset with Unity. And I've been on Mint ever since. So around the time when Unity came in, I switched to Mint. Now I test other distros, and I still have one or two systems in OpenSUSE, mostly servers, but everything else, all my desktops, my laptops, my walk-around systems are all Linux Mint. I just upgraded to 21.3, which is the latest. I think that's Veronica. And got the Elvis Costello song going through my head. But that's me. That's my Linux journey starting in the mid-90s up until now. Not much to say. I'm more or less, I would put myself as an advanced user. I mean, I do a little bit of coding, but nothing crazy. I worked for developers at IBM, but I didn't develop specifically for them. I know how to, but I didn't. And that's it. Oh, and some other personal journeys too. Nothing too great, but at IBM, most of the stuff I did is now museum worthy. I mean, I was a Lotus admin. I did Lotus 4.5, 4.6 as far as being certified. I was BlackBerry certified, T2. I think that was 2003, 2004, somewhere around that time. And I still have the certificate somewhere around here, but those are museum pieces. Nobody does this stuff anymore. New OS 2, OS 2 Warp. What else? Mainframe, MVS. I did a lot of stuff in MVS. Multi-video system. I don't know. Just things, tech things. But I'm old now, so I just stick with Mint. It's easy, and I can just do the stuff. Well, thanks. I'm trying to submit a show here, so hopefully this isn't too boring for you guys. Have a good one. Thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.